It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals are warning about the possibility of serious staff shortages as COVID-19 cases rise. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Banner Health operates a system with hospitals in several states, including Colorado. Dr. Marjorie Bessel is its chief clinical officer. She says the system expects to be at 125% of normal capacity by early December. To prepare, they're recruiting and adding staff. And she says, as a last resort, they may allow providers who have tested positive but are asymptomatic to work.
That would certainly be something that we would try to avoid, if at all possible, but something that we recognize may have to come into play if the numbers continue to increase.
Banner operates several Colorado facilities, including in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Loveland. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Employees at Denver Health have filed a whistleblower complaint claiming that hospital retaliated against them for speaking up about racism and the effects of COVID-19. The complaint says Denver Health reprimanded employees three times for raising concerns to coworkers and the news media, including an interview a paramedic did with CPR News in October about burnout among healthcare workers. The complaint was filed Monday by the nonprofit law firm Towards Justice. Denver Health did not respond directly to the allegations, but said the hospital has policies to protect employees from retaliation. Construction on the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo is turning to recreation. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, work is expected to begin this winter on new features.
A curving three-quarter-mile trail will meander among shade structures on top of the rebuilt levee. Two pedestrian bridges over the river will link the existing bike path to the new levee trail. Stephen Meyer is the acting director for Pueblo Public Works. He says the shade structures will have metal roofs that look like fallen leaves.
They're going to be skewed a little bit, so you'll see that leaf pattern from afar, and I think they'll be kind of cool.
Benches, bike racks, and trash cans will also be placed along the trail. The work will cost more than $2.5 million. Funding comes from a variety of state and local agencies. Proposed future amenities include an upgraded whitewater park. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs and Metro Denver along the Front Range have highs today near 50. 50s in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.